Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad with it. I'm Apostle Anthony Horsley. Thank God, hallelujah, for this Thursday morning. We want to welcome you to Prayer Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends here on Blog Talk Radio. So we thank God, hallelujah, for this Thursday morning, hallelujah. The 29th day of October, hallelujah to God, and God has been blessing and keeping and moving by his spirit and by his power. So we thank God for what he's doing right now in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there is something about that name. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now, pardon me. Let the weak say, I am strong. And let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us, give thanks. Oh, yeah, I swallowed the wrong way, pardon me. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, it's in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. In you, Lord God, we move, we breathe, and we have our being, oh Lord God. God, we thank you for this Thursday morning, oh Lord God, on this 29th day of October, Lord God. This is the day that you have made, oh Lord God, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. So, Lord God, I thank you and I praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. For, Lord God, you have touched once again with your finger of love and mercy, oh Lord God. And this morning, I write mine, oh Lord God, and started us on the way, oh Lord God, and we just thank you for it, oh Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for the wife, oh Lord God, that you bless, oh Lord God, Pastor Darlene, oh Lord God, and all those that are in queue, oh Lord God, waiting to come, oh Lord God, into the service, oh Lord God, and to worship you and praise you, Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, for being here with us, oh Lord God, and carrying us through this hour of power of prayer, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord, for moving by your spirit, oh Lord God, and moving by your power, Lord God. Lord God, we came to worship you and to praise you, Lord God, and to give you thanks, oh Lord God. Lord God, for your keeping power, Lord God, and all that you're doing for us right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So, Lord God, we just came to worship you, Lord God. We came to adore you, Lord God. We come to praise your name, oh Lord God. Lord God, we come early this morning, oh Lord God, to bring you the sacrifice of praise, oh Lord God. The fruits of our lips, oh Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, for your keeping power, Lord God, and your sustaining power, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, while you undergird us, oh Lord God, while we go through, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we thank you, oh Lord God, for touching marriages this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move on it, oh Lord God, in a special way, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the husbands that have returned home, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and to rekindle, oh Lord God, and that you would bless that broken relationship, oh Lord God, and restore it back to whole, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, those that are sick, oh Lord God, that are in hospitals, oh Lord God, that have been through operations, oh Lord God, and just not feeling like themselves today, oh Lord God, we pray, oh Lord God, that the healing virtue of your Holy Spirit, oh Lord God, will begin to visit, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. All those that are elderly, Lord God, as older than we are, Lord God, those that are in hospice, oh Lord God, and rehabilitation centers, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would bless and strengthen, oh Lord God, that you would touch, oh Lord God, the government, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, the candidates that are running for the highest office in this land here, oh Lord God, we pray, oh Lord God, that you would look on the situation, oh Lord God, and place in the Oval Office, oh Lord God, who you would have to be, oh Lord God, that would be the best, oh Lord God, for your people, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we have a word from you, oh Lord God, and for a liar not to tarry in your sight, oh Lord God, and it seems like a liar. A lot of lying's going on these days, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. But you're the God that's able to see everything, oh Lord God. You see, you know, you care, oh Lord God. Lord God, we're battling principalities, oh Lord God. Spiritual wickedness that is in high place, oh Lord God. So we ask you, oh Lord God, to look on the situation, oh Lord God, to bring peace, oh Lord God, in the situation, oh Lord God, in our homes, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you bless our children, that you touch them, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, there are those that are looking for jobs, oh Lord God, those that have businesses, oh Lord God, that they're looking to grow even more, so, Lord God, and flourish, oh Lord God. There are those, oh Lord God, that in financial straits, oh Lord God, and those, oh Lord God, that have prayer of conquest, oh Lord God, and believe in you, oh Lord God, for prosperity, oh Lord God, and wealth, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Once for 10 million, oh Lord God, once for more, oh Lord God, and so some are for several hundred millions, oh Lord God, but we pray for the finances of your people, oh Lord God. God, we pray, oh Lord God, as we get ready, oh Lord God, to exit October, Lord God, and to go into November, oh Lord God, elections coming up, oh Lord God, and Veterans Day, oh Lord God, and then Thanksgiving, the celebration, oh Lord God, to give you thanks, oh Lord God, within these 11 months that is coming to us shortly, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We prepare our hearts, oh Lord God, to go into, thank you, Jesus, the celebration, oh Lord God, of the Christmas time, oh Lord God. Lord God, we have so many things that we need done, oh Lord God, the protection of our children, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and the virtual TV, the virtual schooling that's going on, oh Lord God, that you would touch the children's mind, oh Lord God, that they will be attentive, oh Lord God, that you begin to turn and shake the hearts of people, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, as they go this weekend, oh Lord God, through a celebrate some little time, oh Lord God, to celebrate darkness, looks like, oh Lord God, and the occults of the world, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray, oh Lord God, that you would break the power of it, God, in the name of Jesus, and protect your people everywhere, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, as they would build up, oh Lord God, and have the ceremony, oh Lord God, of incantations and wanting to cast spells, oh Lord God, and the satanic worship, oh Lord God, we pray against it, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would break the strain of it all, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we pray against the drug cartels, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray, oh Lord God, that you help people break the addiction, oh Lord God. So many are methamphetamines, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and other controlled substances, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, break the power of alcohol, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and that addiction of it, O Lord God, in Jesus' name, O Lord God. Those that are suffering with mental illnesses, paranoid, schizophrenic, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would touch, O Lord God, that you would bless those that need the medication, O Lord God, to stay on the medication, O Lord God, that they would be mindful of it, O Lord God, and that it would work, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, you are the healer, Lord God. Lord God, had a couple of calls, O Lord God, last night, O Lord God. Lord God, that people are suffering, O Lord God, from water on the brain, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Need a lot of creative miracles, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you would stretch forth your hand of deliverance in this hour of power, pray, Lord God, and begin to touch your people everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we want to just intercede a bit right here, O Lord God, for the things that we know not of, O Lord God. Lord God, that's present evilness, O Lord God, and the confusion, O Lord God, and the working, those that work in the darkness, O Lord God, and those that in the occult, O Lord God, witchcraft, O Lord God, and spirits with names, O Lord God, and those talking spirits and spiritual confusion, O Lord God. God, we break the powers of it, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that this day here, O Lord God, they would not confuse your people with chatter, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. There are those that have business deals that need to be closed, O Lord God. God, we thank you, O Lord God, for the inspection Pastor was talking about that has to be done, O Lord God, that everything did come out well, and we thank you for it being well, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, give you a minute. We're going to start with the broadcast. Able Siko no Korea Sanna Nakayo Sia. Yeko po ho ko kara Sanna Nakayo Sia. Ebo ko rasana Nakayo Sia. Ebo yo so no Koya Sia. In the name of Jesus, God, break the evilness, O Lord God, of the darkness, O Lord God, that spiritual wickedness is in high places, O Lord God, that it would not be a mental thing this year, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. But we pray that you shut it down in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen again. Hallelujah. Cable seed. Don't look all your side, God. Yes, God. We break the powers of spiritual wickedness in high places. Hallelujah, Lord God, that affects us here, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Every weapon, O Lord God, that is formed against us, O Lord God, and against the ministry here, against the circle of friends, O Lord God, we break it in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, we give you the honor, the glory, the praise, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. Hallelujah, God. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad, and we just thank God. We thank God in a mighty way. Hallelujah to God. We thank God for the scripture of the week, this week, the scripture that Pastor has given us to meditate on. Hallelujah. And to glean from, it's the 23rd Psalm of David. Hallelujah to God. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. Father, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of the death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Here in the fifth verse, I had underscored it in my mind, it caught my attention on yesterday. Hallelujah to God. That where it says, the Lord prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou, or the Lord, he anoints my head with oil. That's like anointing you with that Holy Spirit to carry you through, hallelujah, what you're going through. The cup of goodness and mercy, hallelujah, to God, where we receive that, it runneth over. So the blessed is the angels are going to follow you. Goodness and mercy, both of them will be with you. Because we're going to dwell in the house of the Lord in his presence, hallelujah, to God, forever, hallelujah, to God. Which is a wonderful thing to have, a wonderful thing to happen, that God is just blessing us. He's keeping us in the name of Jesus. He's moving by his spirit, and he's moving by his power, hallelujah to God. And we thank God for being here on this Thursday morning. with the circle of friends, hallelujah, to God. Pray that everyone is well, hallelujah, this morning, and that you got up praising the Lord and singing and dancing and shouting your shout, hallelujah, God, and dancing your dance, just to rejoice in the Lord. So I'm going to say rejoice in the Lord always, and then again, I say rejoice, hallelujah to God. Scripture that came to mind, that brother says, it said, the Spirit bear witness with our spirits that we are the children of God, hallelujah. And as children, if children, then we ears, hallelujah to God, we ears of God, hallelujah. And join ears of Jesus Christ, hallelujah God. What a wonderful word that was given to us by the Lord himself, that we ears and we join ears with Christ, hallelujah then. And if Christ be so, we suffer with him also, we shall reign with him also, we shall be glorified with him, hallelujah to God, together. That was Romans 8:16-17, hallelujah to God. I'm glad, because the Lord is blessing us, he's keeping us by his spirit and by his power. I reminded you, see, at times, a lot of things are going on. People are driving wild and stuff in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. I had gotten a call on yesterday after I got off the broadcast and started out with the day, hallelujah to God, and someone wanted to know, where did Halloween start? Hallelujah to God. I said, well, I get back to you. I believe it started, you know, just the workings of evil, rebellion against God, against his order. Hallelujah to God. And it escalated from there. Hallelujah to God. With a rebellion against God, I guess, when Satan went up and he said he was going to exalt, when Satan went up before the Lord and said he was going to exalt his throne above his throne up in heaven. But then Jesus clarified, he said, no, he tried it, but he beheld Satan as he fell like lightning as he was cast down into the earth. He took the third part with him, and unto them are reserved chains of darkness, hallelujah to God. But God is a faithful God. He's a keeper, he's a blesser, and we need to rejoice in him, hallelujah to God, knowing that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. I believe I said it before, and I when they had children came out of the land of Egypt, hallelujah to God. When they crossed the Jordan and they went to the promised land and they had all these wars that Caleb and Joshua were there, they were the leaders then, and then when it was all over, Caleb went back to Joshua and asked him for the lands of the Anakim, those which was giants, hallelujah to God. That's when men, angels that went into the women of men. And he was 80 years old. He said, I'm as strong today as I was when the Lord had called him there, when he went to spy out that land, and he wanted that hilly land, and he drove out the Anakins, and he added for an inheritance. We have an inheritance with God. Our inheritance is the kingdom of heaven. As long as we begin to worship God, as long as we keep God in our minds, to keep our minds stayed on him, he will keep us in perfect peace, who mind is stayed on him. This is a great time to be alive. It's wonderful. In a few more days, it'll be election day, and all this one, that one, the other will be over. Your mind should be able to get settled. You should be able to get back on your course of praying and worshiping the Lord and looking forward to the holidays and enjoying your family. Either the Lord will move this pandemic, but either way, just look forward to being with your family and enjoying the upcoming holidays that's going to come up to close out, to giving thanks to God for everything that he does, hallelujah to God. There's still those that would like to have a companion that wants to be that good thing that the Lord blessed them with, a husband that is looking for a wife, for relationships and stuff like that. All that is still possible because we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. This is the 10th month. It's been a blessed month, hallelujah to God, and God has been blessing. He has been keeping by his spirit and by his power, hallelujah to God, and we need to stay in there. So we're going to open up the, we're going to go to Pastor Darlene, and we're going to see what if the Lord has given us something that to add on something special or some prayer request might have came in, and go up the line and let you pray today in the name of Jesus. So we thank God and we bless his name in Jesus' name. We're going to check in and then we're going to move right on. It's our power of prayer here at Prayer Deliverance Ministry. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Good morning, Pastor Darlene.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Apostle Horses, for leading us out this morning. And I just really reminding us what you told us yesterday about your celebration of Halloween. People need to take heed not to be out there in the midst of all this stuff. I do need some prayer this morning, and I'm not sure how long they've been off, but I need them on because I have an appointment at 7. Someone is supposed to come and do some work at 7 o'clock, and we need the power on. So we need to pray about that. And we have numerous people, and we just want to pray for healing. A lot of people are sick. A lot of people have these mental issues within their family. So we want to pray for the families that God will heal the families and stop all the chaos within the family structure. Also want to pray for this storm. I mean, right now, I mean, I've got the door open because I like to open my door and let the breeze come through. And I don't know if you know, when you go down towards the ocean, you can smell the ocean. There's a special smell with the ocean. Right now, I can smell that in the atmosphere here. So I'm thinking that storm just carried the elements from the ocean to this place where we are right now. So that's what I'm smelling right now, and I'm sure that's the reason why the lights are off. So just pray that, you know, people that have been adversely affected with the storm will recover and be okay. Pray for financial restoration. There are a lot of people who are dealing with finances that are not so good at this point, so we want to pray for that this morning. I just want to encourage everyone to just keep your eyes on the Lord. I mean, there's so many things going on. We just cannot allow those outside forces to cause our minds to get so down and so discombobulated that we are feeling low in our spirit. We know that God is there. He's the one who gives us peace of mind. So we're thanking God for the peace this morning. We have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. And he will keep you in perfect peace when your mind is stayed on him. That is his word. And so we want to keep his word in our hearts and in our thoughts so that we can be those victorious people of God. We are victorious through Jesus Christ, and we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. I thank God for that. I sent that to someone earlier, that verse to someone earlier this week, because they were having a pretty rough time with their marriage and with their life. And so I just said, you know, stay in the face of God and keep your eyes on him, because he is ultimately the one who we can depend on at any time of our lives. And it doesn't matter what is going on, we can trust the Lord to give us that peace. He said he can give us peace that surpasses all understanding. People may not understand why you are at peace, why even now we're not just so depressed because of the things going on around us. We still have peace because God sent Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. So that's what I have to share this morning. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you very much. So that song that came aboard, as a matter of fact, it's going out past the land, it's going out to the ocean, your way, but we pray, that God will work a way that they will turn on the emergency generator, something able, and let you have that light, and that work will be getting done, hallelujah, to God. Yes, 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 Lord, hallelujah to God. What came to mind while you were speaking, hallelujah to God, and giving while you was encouraging the people that came to my mind, I think it's a psalm to it, the Lord is my life and my salvation. And when it gets down there where it says, the Lord is the strength of my life, whom shall I fear? When the wicked, even my enemies and foes, when they come to the saints of God to eat upon your flesh, they come to destroy. Said my heart would not fear. Because the thing is, as in the psalm, the one thing you desire of the Lord, that will say that you may dwell in the house of the Lord, you may dwell in the presence of the Lord, and that's why we come, hallelujah to God. This mere fact that we're having this type of trouble, hallelujah to God, and we're having trauma and the finances to lead us, because we're not worshiping the Lord like we should. I'm not accusing anyone, I'm just making a statement here. Yesterday, for some reason, the Lord just came about, I was working there about 3 o'clock that afternoon, and just a presence of the Lord just came. And when that anointing came, I just started praising the Lord, and it wasn't no particular thing, it was just that the joy of the Lord was my strength, hallelujah to God. I said, Lord, just have mercy, O Lord God, and as the Spirit begins to just fill and envelop your soul, hallelujah to God, praises just come out of your mouth. I didn't even got them looking outside of the window of the truck when I'm working there, and I closed up because you started worshiping the Lord, hallelujah to God, and they have no idea that you have that relationship with God, hallelujah to God. Jesus Christ came. He died on the cross to give us that right. He said, I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah to God. I'm getting excited. Hallelujah to God. And and we want you to focus in as you go up before the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah to God, that you just reach in. This is an hour that God has sanctified for us here in the circle here at the Prayer, Prayer, Deliverance Ministry. God, when he woke up, he knew what your need is. He know what you have need of even before you ask. So we're looking for the victory today. We're looking for marriages to start taking form. Sometimes, and I'm not a marriage counselor, so sometimes you have to just give things to God according to 1 Peter 5 and 7. Cast all your cares upon him and let it go. I mean, if you haven't, just leave that with God. Get a track, hallelujah to God. Go witness to somebody in the store. Give out a track. Start talking about the goodness of Jesus. Call someone up and say, you know, this situation is taking me away. It's taking away my peace. Can you pray with me? Call a friend, hallelujah to God. Get a word, hallelujah to God. Begin to work aside the ministry because God gave you a charge. He said, go into the field and work. He said, that which is right, I give you, hallelujah to God. So it's a matter of just worshiping the Lord and praising God, hallelujah to God. And just yesterday, I said, this Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. Just that praise is going to come up inside of you. And when you come to pray, just push everything, just give everything to the Lord. We're not monitoring the lie. Just tell the Lord what the situation is. Just call it out there in the midst of the corporate prayer, hallelujah, God, and press your way through. When you press your way through, you get that breakthrough. That at a period of time, you're going to slip behind the veil with God. If you just, you and him in praise and worship, hallelujah to God, then you're going to receive that peace that surpasses all understanding, hallelujah to God. God is going to bless you. And there's no need to campus around about these problems, the situation. We just give it to the Lord, and we got to go up and praise, hallelujah to God. The lines should be open. We're going to get your name if you have a prayer request. Hey, Bosita and Akayasa, we're going to get your prayer request, hallelujah to God, because it says make your prayer request known, hallelujah to God. And we're going to go up and worship and praise the Lord, hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hey, Bosita and Akayasa and Akayosia. Hallelujah to God. So if you want to give your name, we take a few names in the prayer request, and we go up before the Lord, hallelujah to God, and we just want to just labor in that prayer and worship this morning in the name of Jesus, because God knows that this thing of him destroying marriages and relationships, hallelujah to God, and then that would not let you be able to tell people of the joy of two people coming together in holy matrimony and have joined themselves together and living a life inside of God. It robs the situation. It robs your family life, hallelujah to God. It robs your personality of the outgoing things that the Lord is willing to do through you, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. And we need to just really press in there, and you got to really get angry. You have to see a spirit of separation and divorce, and this devil that's coming to separate, to destroy a relationship and bring, trying to put a curse into the family, hallelujah to God. You just want to break that when you go up in there in that intercession time, this time of prayer and this hour of power prayer, hallelujah to God. We'll take the prayer requests as we have more. We've got families, healing, deliverance, jobs, hallelujah to God, lights, hallelujah to God, mental illnesses, marriages, people in hospital. Anyone have a prayer request, maybe a court appointment, something that they have coming up, hallelujah to God, that they want to add into here before we go before the presence of the Lord? Amen.
Good morning. I want to add Chelsea Smith to the line. That's my granddaughter. Mm-hmm. I want to pray. She said her head was hurting and her blood pressure. I want to pray for her healing. I want to agree with Pastor Darlene about everything that she mentioned and everybody else that's going to come on this prayer line. There's something that is going on, you know, and I want to pray for Jazzy Cruz that's in this house, and I want to pray that the enemy just flee from each and every one of our homes. I know they came to attack the homes, but no weapon formed against any one of us shall prosper. I just want to pray for peace this morning. I know it said peace and joy this morning, but I want to pray that God give us all that we need this morning, everything, because I know there are people that need their rent, their light, water, whatever, some food even. Some people are still looking for food and can't get food stamps. So I'm just praying for a complete miracle today for everybody, and keep me covered. There is something or someone, you know, that's trying to do evil or speak evil. So I'm asking God to reverse every generational curse and every curse off those that are suffering from mental illness. And I am going to place Johnny and his family on that line, my family and every family, because somebody's dealing with something with mental illness, drugs, lying, and backstabbing. So I want to pray that the enemy stay far away from each and every one of us.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Yes, this is Scholastica, and I am requesting prayer. I am on the road right now. Today is our first day to actually go out since the shutdown in February to meet with the clients and do some sightseeing and, you know, see some projects. So it's a loaded day. And I just pray for God's protection, you know, meeting all these people and just the covering of the blood of Jesus. And also mm-hmm. for traveling nurses. Tomorrow I'll be traveling, mm-hmm. going out of town. I'm going to mute out.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we want the Lord to anoint fresh. Lord God, you said you would give us our daily bread. Lord God, let that anointing go to the head of every household, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. The lines are open. Let's come on in and do this corporate prayer. Hallelujah to God for the request that Pastor Darling had put in, Pastor Scholastica, Belinda, and the lady that does on Monday. I don't know what her name, but this won't come up in the prayer to me. But everyone that's here, know that the Lord is here, that the Lord knows he's here. And the joy of the Lord is the strength. You have to press through until every demonic activity just breaks off, every oppressing activity just breaks off, until you got to press your way into the presence of the Lord. You can make your petition known at this time. Hallelujah to God. We want to go up in prayer and intercessory. Hallelujah to God. Come on, everybody. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as we bring the prayer request before you, Lord God,
Right now, no weapons formed against anyone on this prayer line. down and rise up against the
devil.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We praise your name for this day.
Lord, right now, Lord God, fill hearts, Lord God. to overflowing, O Lord God. Touch our children, our grandchildren, O Lord God. To overflowing, O Lord God. Bless my brother, O Lord God. The brother and sisters, O Lord God. Those that are struggling, O Lord God, at this time, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for the uplifting, O Lord God. Thank you for the uplifting, God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we thank you, God. Pray with God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, O Lord God. Just bless your people, God. Amen, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Those that are in authority, O Lord God.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
Those that are in law, O Lord God. Let them be blessed, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Be passionate and consideration, God.
We thank you for your love and your peace this morning, Lord God.
My God, my God, my God.
Thank you for that right now.
Thank you, Lord God. You're almost there, Lord God. Right. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord God. Bless the Lord. Bless those people up here, Warner Roberts and Georgia, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. All those that in the path of that storm, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bring restoration, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Restoration of marriage, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Morning by morning, God. Mercy that we see, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. We thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Touch Alice Marie, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for the breakthrough, Lord God. Thank you for your presence. In Jesus' mighty name, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we thank you, Lord God. Bless the Lord God. Well, again, bless the word, O Lord God, on today, O Lord God. Bless the word for Pastor Scholastic, Lord God, even on tomorrow, Lord God. In the name of God, bless the Abraham, O Lord God. Bless our sons and our daughters, O Lord God. That a younger daughter, O Lord God. We call it. Bless the Lord God. In the name of Jesus,
and that go for me too.
Situation, O Lord God. I am, O Lord God. Bring it out, O Lord God, according to
We thank you.
Hallelujah. We want to turn this to Pastor Darlene, hallelujah, God. Maybe somebody has a testimony, God. She may have another word, hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Once again, we're just so grateful for what the Lord has done, even on this morning, with all the prayers and the praises that have gone up, and we're looking forward to the good report. We know that the report of the Lord is that we are healed, we are filled, we are free, and whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And so I thank God for everyone who's here today and your willingness to come and share in the work, because this is a work for the Father. We're part of the kingdom, and we're here to support one another and to pray for people we don't even know. But we know that God is healing, he's delivering, and setting people free. Before we leave, I do want to read something. And this is in the book of Amos, Amos chapter 9. And it's in verse number 13. It says, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt." And so this reminds me of the fact that the Lord is telling us that there will be an abundance, there will be an overflow, that while we're gathering in the harvest, the next harvest will be coming because there's so much harvest. And so we're believing that the plowman shall overtake the reaper in our lives. We shall live in continuous abundance through what God has provided in his word and through our faith in the Lord. So everybody, keep your eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of Jesus Christ. Do not become fearful during this time and during this dispensation, even in the future when other things will happen. You know, we see things happening across the land, across the globe, but God himself is everywhere, and he can do all things but fail. So we trust in the Lord, and we remember his word in Jeremiah 29. It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call up on me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." So we know that the Lord is our shepherd, and because he is our shepherd, we shall not want. All of this just ties in together. Everything just supports one and each other through the word. We support what God is speaking, and God supports what he says, and he does what he says, and we just want to just have faith and believe that whatever it is that we need, God is supplying it right now. Your healing, your deliverance, your finances are getting better, and you would do better with your finances. You know, when God blesses us, we want to do the right thing with the finances because he can bless us. I've heard of cases where God has blessed people with lots of money, and they just squander it, they just throw it away, and then they're without money. They don't have anything to spend on anything, and they're begging again. So be wise, and when God blesses you with whatever he gives you. So I love each and every one of you. I pray that you will have a beautiful day. I pray that you will continue to share the love of Jesus Christ. Keep your prayers going. I do appreciate your prayers. And by the way, our appraisal came back. Everything was just right on point. So I thank God for all of the prayers. I mean, all the things that we're doing with this house, every little step, God, I see God in it. In fact, yesterday, let me just share this. The agent called me. She was kind of like in a panic. And I told her, I said, "Don't worry." I said, "We just know that God is the one in control." And I said, "God has not brought us this far to leave us." And so later on, we did get the information about the appraisal. That's one thing she was worried about because it had not come in yet. But I said, "Lord, you didn't bring us this far to leave us, because every little piece, there may be a few glitches here and there, but the Lord has fixed it where we can take care of those issues and be ready to close on next Friday." So I love you. I thank you so much, and keep me in prayer, and I'll keep you in prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled ARDLEY. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.